that the only thing which is of worth striving for in this world is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else, in and of itself, lacks meaning. And this was really what Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Kehelis. Shlomo HaMelech was a wealthy man, he was a monarch. He experienced everything that a person could have in this world. And yet he writes throughout Kehelis, Havel Avolim HaKol Hovel. Now how could he write that? In Chumash Bereishis, in Parashas Bereishis, Vayar Elohim Eskol Asher Osa V'nei Tov Ma'id. So how could it was wonderful, the Rabbeinu Shalom says. So how could Shlomo HaMelech write Havel Avolim HaKol Hovel? The opposite of what the Rabbeinu Shalom said in Chumash. But the answer is, he wrote at the end of the Sefer, Seif Dovar HaKol Nishmos Elohim Yerovus M'Sveis Av Shmor Kizek Kol Adam. Everything that's Hevel, but if it's in the context of Yiras Shamayim and serving the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it's Vayar HaKim HaSkol HaShar Osa V'nei Tov Ma'id. Because since it's connected to the striving to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's good. And he says, Omnom Nishyisko Adam LaTovo, how shall we merit what's good? Hazayis, Roi Shiyamo Rishon Av Yishtal Bigeo L'Knoisa. We should strive to achieve it. V'hayinu she'yishtadol l'dovo bo yisborach, we should try to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'koch ma'isim, through those type of actions, shel toldosim ze'ainim, which the repercussion, the result of these actions, is closest to Hashem. V'heimim ha'mitzvahs, indeed it's in the mitzvahs. The Roshim could have created us that we're close to Hashem and we don't need the striving. But then we do, that's the Malachim. He created Malachim already. But he created something about Tachsariya Ma'at Malachim that can surpass the Malachim. The Malachim say we're great. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mo'enosh kisis kareno. If we act as Bosser V'dom solely, then the Malachim are right. Mo'enosh kisis kareno. But if we strive to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not Tachsariya Ma'at Melukim, we surpass the Malachim. So the Rebbeinu Shem created a Bria that's greater than the Malachim, and that's the human being. And for the top purpose that person, through his striving, should come close to Hashem. The Malach is placed in a place. He's an Oymed, he stays put. The human being is greater than the Malach. It's another time to talk about it in a philosophical sense also. As Rav Chaim Volozhin goes to what the meaning of Tzelem Elokim is, we'll have to come to another time. That the role that man plays in this world is Tzelem Elokim, no Malach can play. It's beyond the Malachim. V'nei somoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'odim b'mokim sh'rabim bo amarchikim oisa. If we're only to strive, so we're placed in a place where there are many things which puts us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim heim atav v'sachom riyos. And these are the physical strivings of men. And that's the enigma of man's existence. As the Orchos Tzedikim writes, if we analyze every aspect of human existence, of human personality, there's no one that we could call good or evil, absolutely. They both are good and evil. And he goes in the Sefer, in the Orchos Tzedikim, to show when every single deals with about 40 different midas. And in each one of them, he shows what the upside of it is and the downside. Every one of them has an upside and a downside. You can say rachamim, compassion. What could be greater than that? It's the most wonderful of midas. But Chazal tell us that a merachem al achzorim, if we have compassion on those that are ruthless, then we destroy the world. So it's destructive. So there's a time and place to be extremely hard-nosed and tough in this world. I'll end with this. My Shrei Zechon Elevrocha was a Talmud of Rav Chatzki Levenstein. He tells me one day a phenomenal insight. He says, Musar, a Bal Musar, does not mean a nice person. That's not the Pshat of Bal Musar. The world would say a Bal Musar is a nice person. It's not the Pshat. So the Baal Musar is the pshat, a person that lives by his principles. If his principle tells him, according to the Torah, he's supposed to be compassionate, he's compassionate. If his principle tells him to kill somebody, that's what he's supposed to do according to Torah, then he'll do that too. Whatever the Torah dictates, he's ready to live by it. So I had occasion, shortly after he told this to me, the Meshuvah Zatzal called me, he wanted for a meeting, a private meeting. He wanted to discuss a certain inyan with me, and we spent, it was the night of Hanukkah many years ago, and we spent a long, long, over 2 hours together. And I knew that the Meshuvah Zatzal would appreciate this vort. He liked Peshwar a lot, it was Machshavim a lot, but I also knew the vort would ring well with him. So when we started, I told him I want to tell the Meshuvah something that I just heard from Peshwar. And the Meshuvah was ecstatic, because he lived his life in that fashion. He was the softest of people. Compassion beyond belief. Compassion, he could understand others whose lives ran in a way which was inconsistent even with the way he personally lived. But human frailty brought them to where he could understand it and have compassion for them. But when the time came to stand up for something of principle for Torah, he was not the person you wanted to be on the other side from. He was a warrior made of steel. One of my craven was once invited to the Seder by him. They were very young, teenagers still. So afterwards, I asked them what was their impression of him, and they sized him up so well. I said, a silk glove on a hand of steel. Good night, Rabbi.